Pastor Clark, why did you start the foundation?
Well, I didn't really start the foundation. It was John Shumate, who was working as an executive director of one of the organizations in the Department of State, who foresaw the need of widows and secretaries and so forth who had suddenly run out of money. And he proceeded to mention it to Finley Burns, and Finley got together a group of people, and from that the Senior Living Foundation was launched.
How did you interact with the Finley Burns group? What did you think would be the mission of the foundation?
The mission of the foundation, I thought, should be what it has turned out to be today. That is, helping people who either have lost someone through death or through a divorce, or have run out of funds because of unexpected or unanticipated long illness. That includes the clerks of the Foreign Service and others. There's no grade limitation whatsoever in the charity that's granted by the Senior Living Foundation. And it's particularly been of help, I think, for a number of widows who run out of money.
So, Ambassador Clark, what do you see as the future of the foundation? Where do you see us going next?
Well, I think there's always a need for something like the Senior Foundation, and I would trust that it would continue on in this present thing of helping as many people, code clerks, secretaries, communicators, and the widows of Foreign Service officers, and the widows of, for that matter, of a Foreign Service clerk.